Well, our time is slipping away from us, and we have time for one more question, so let's get to it. If God created the heavens and the earth, then he created every solar system, every planet in space, right? If so, do other beings believe in God the way we do? Well, let's start by reading John 1:3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. This shows that the Lord did indeed create all things. Colossians 1:16 shows us why he created all things. It says, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him." And King David considered the enormity of the universe, and it caused him to realize how small man is in relation to the vastness of all that the Lord had made. He wrote in Psalms 8:3-4, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" In the NIV translation, verse 4 is translated, "What is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them?" The part of creation David could see with his naked eye caused him to consider how small and frail man is, yet God loved us. I'm sure David had no idea of the expanse of God's creation, but he was overwhelmed by what he could see. In Isaiah 45:12, the Lord himself speaks of himself as the creator of all things. He says, "I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded." So how do people from other planets or solar systems believe in God? How do those people become saved? Well, there is absolutely no indication that there are other people besides those here on Earth. Science has never found one iota of evidence to support the thought of life on other planets. No credible historical accounts of life from other planets exist. The Word of God does not indicate that the Lord created life anywhere except here on Earth. The phenomenon of our planet being able to sustain life is so incredible. Having the perfect combination of atmosphere, climate, water, light, and heat could only have come from a careful, intelligent, powerful Creator. He chose this planet to put man upon. He chose this planet to send his Son to die for sinful man. And hopefully we can all see that God is the Creator. And he is more than just a Creator. He is also Lord, Savior, and Judge. He is a real and knowable God. One day all will meet him. We read in Amos 4:12, "Prepare to meet thy God." To meet the Lord as one of his redeemed people will be a wonderful thing. To finally meet the one who loved us and sent his only begotten Son to die for us is something to desire. To bow at his feet and thank him for the wonderful gift of salvation will be delightful. To meet the Lord as one of those that has never accepted his free gift of salvation will be a frightful thing. Hebrews 10:31 tells us that it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. How terrible it would be to meet God while still in your sins. You do not have to meet the Lord in your sins. 1 John 1:7 tells us that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. You can have all your sins removed by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Romans 10:9-10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Then you'll be prepared to meet thy God.